first time how odd it looked now. The living often don't appreciate how complicated the world looks when you are dead, because while death frees the mind from the straitjacket of three dimensions, it also cuts it away from time, which is only another dimension. So while the cat that rubbed up against his invisible legs was undoubtedly the same cat that he had seen a few minutes before, it was also quite clearly a tiny kitten and a fat, half-blind old Moggy, and every stage in between, all at once. Since it had started off small, it looked like a white, cat-shaped carrot, a description that will have to do until people invent proper four-dimensional adjectives. Death's skeletal hand tapped Billet gently on the shoulder.
Come away, my son.
There's nothing I can do.
Life is for the living. Anyway, you've given her your staff.
Yes, there is that. The midwife's name was Granny Weatherwax. She was a witch. That was quite acceptable in Ramtops, and no one had a bad word to say about witches. At least, not if he wanted to wake up in the morning the same shape as he went to bed. The smith was still staring gloomily at the rain when she came back down the stairs and clapped a warty hand on his shoulder. He looked up at her.
"What shall I do, Granny?"
he said, unable to keep the pleading out of his voice.
"What have you done with the wizard?"
"I put him out in the fuel store. Was that right?"
"It'll do for now," she said briskly. "And now you must burn the staff."
They both turned to stare at the heavy staff, which the smith had propped in the forge's darkest corner. It almost appeared to be looking back at them.
"But it's magical," he whispered.
"Well?"
"Will it burn?"
"Never knew wood that didn't."
"Doesn't seem right."
Granny Weatherwax swung shut the big doors and turned to him angrily.
"Now listen to me, Gordo Smith," she said. "Female wizards aren't right either. It's the wrong kind of magic for women. It's wizard magic. It's all books and stars and geometry. She'd never grasp it. Who ever heard of a female wizard?"
"There's witches," said the smith uncertainly,
"and enchantresses, too, I've heard." "Witches is a different thing altogether," snapped Granny Weatherwax. "It's magic out of the ground, not out of the sky. And men never could get the hang of it. As for enchantresses," she added, "they're no better than they should be. You take it from me. Just burn the staff, bury the body, and don't let on it ever happened."
Smith nodded reluctantly, crossed over to the forge, and pumped the bellows until the sparks flew. He went back for the staff. It wouldn't move.
"It won't move."
Sweat stood out of his brow as he tugged at the wood. It remained, uncooperatively, immobile.
"Here, let me try," said
Granny, and reached past him. There was a snap and a smell of scorched tin. Smith ran across the forge, whimpering slightly, to where Granny had landed upside down against the opposite wall.
"Are you all right?"
She opened two eyes like angry diamonds and said,
"I see. That's the way of it, is it?"
"The way of what?"
said Smith, totally bewildered.
"Help me up, you fool, and fetch me a chopper."
The tone of her voice suggested that it would be a very good idea not to disobey. Smith rummaged desperately among the junk at the back of the forge until he found an old double-headed axe.
"Right. Now take off your apron."
"Why, what do you intend to do?"
said the smith, who was beginning to lose his grip on events. Granny gave an exasperated sigh.
"It's leather, you idiot. I'm going to wrap it around the handle. It'll not catch me the same way twice."
Smith struggled out of the heavy leather apron and handed it to her very gingerly. She wrapped it around the axe and made one or two passes in the air. Then a spider-like figure in the glow of the nearly incandescent furnace, she stalked across the room and with a grunt of triumph and effort brought the heavy blade sweeping down right in the centre of the staff. There was a click. There was a noise like a partridge. There was a thud. There was silence. Smith reached up very slowly, without moving his head, and touched the axe blade.